Good morning. This is Maida with Family First. How can I help you?
Yes, Maida. How are you? This is Janae Cole calling for Renee Whiskey.
Hi. Good morning, Janae. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good. I need some information. So nothing has changed in the system, and you're still showing the 14th, correct?
Yes. So far, I haven't received any updates.
Okay. So her case manager saying that, hold on one second. Okay. Her health home agency said that it's till the 31st. She doesn't know why you're seeing the 14th on your end. Are you still seeing the 14th on your end?
Yes, that's the date that we see, but I'm going to follow up on that today to see if we have new information.
Excuse me?
Yes, I'm going to follow up on that right now.
Okay, yes, so I can see. Will the eighth be missing a check? Will they be skipping a check because of this?
Well, as of now, if the services are on hold, we cannot pay for those visits. But I'm going to follow up on that right now since the 14th. But I'm going to follow up on that right now.
Okay, one second. So the last day the services were paid up until the 14th, and the 14th they've been on hold. So I need timesheets from the 14th because the schedules was changed during the weekend. So because the schedules were changed during the weekend, I need time schedules because of the situation.
You need timesheets or time schedules?
Timesheets.
Okay, no problem. I can send you the link on a text.
Well, don't send them now. Just find out if it's being paid past the 14th, because now we need to know if we're missing a week and when will it pick back up, because she's on the phone telling me that, hold on one second. That the 14th is the last day that we're being paid for. It's on hold. So, and why it's on hold, we can't be paid until everything is sorted out when it's from the 14th. Well, they can't be paid until everything's sorted out from the 14th.
Okay, so,
but you
I'm
see 31st on your end, right?
Yeah, it's the 31st on my end.
And that's what Keystone said when I talked to them. They said that Weaver said the 31st. I don't know where the 14th came in at.
So,
can you explain to LaShawn where the 14th came in at?
I'm sorry. Who am I talking to right now?
That's our caseworker. That's our caseworker.
From the insurance company?
Yeah.
Hi. Well, we have the last date of service being the 14th. I was just explaining to Janae that that's the information that I received from our authorizations department. It says the waiver ends March 14th. But I'm going to follow up on that today to see if it was changed.
Yes, because on my end it's showing the 31st. So I'm not sure how on your end it's showing the 14th, and on my end it's showing the 31st.
I'm going to follow up on that right now. That's the information that I can give you.
Okay, yeah. Mine has, HHA has a waiver from 301 to 331, and it's been approved. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, do they have to call HHA?
Yeah, they should be. You guys maybe should call HHA. Or reach out to HHA for the authorization.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Love it.